It's a pleasure to be here, and it's wonderful to be able to talk about something as important as this today.
Well, this is the perfect moment to be doing it, Friday the 11th of October,
yes.
In this month of breast cancer awareness. So, shall we get into the groove?
Yes, I've been chatting to Ruksha just before we got into the studio, and she's amazing. She's really insightful about all things bras and just feminine energy. So I really want to hear from Ruksha. Can you tell us, why is this conversation, especially now in October, breast cancer awareness, why is it important to you?
So what we didn't actually get down to chatting about earlier was I actually had a health and wellness store a few years ago, and I closed just before COVID.
Yes.
So I feel that what I'm doing now is one step further. It's going further into wellness, more into women's wellness.
Love it.
And I love the idea that this month we can be also more mindful.
Yes.
We can, as women, take the opportunity to think deeper, to make more conscious decisions, even in our purchases.
Beautiful.
You know, to be able to think about what is the fabric that's closest to our skin that we wear for the longest hours in the day.
Very nice.
When we have things like cotton that can breathe, that is sustainable, that allows us to feel comfortable all day long, when we can wear underwear and bras that do not have wire.
That's a big yes for me, to be honest, because as a woman, I completely understand that feeling of just wanting to live your best life and be your best self, but you are just uncomfortable in the clothes that you're wearing, and that can really be a downer. So can you tell us about Bravo? Tell us about the product.
Yes. So Bravo is just that. It's about celebrating the confidence that women have, but it's about holistic confidence.
Yes.
It's about being comfortable in your skin, and it's also about body positivity.
Yeah.
As women, let's face it, we come in all shapes and sizes, and we should be able to embrace that, embrace who we are, and just be comfortable in our own skin. And these bras allow you to be that. So it is not artificially molding your breasts into something that it's not.
Yes.
We can actually feel comfortable and embrace our feminine silhouette.
Yes.
So we're still uplifted. We still look great. We can feel confident going out in public.
100%.
But we're comfortable.
I love that. I love that. And I know Mike is here. He's really interested in this topic.
You know what? I am. I am. I'm not ashamed to say. And obviously, I'm not the target market. But looking at the product and this focus on natural in terms of cotton as opposed to a synthetic fiber, which so many products on the market are, I'd probably say the majority at the moment.
That's right, especially with fast fashion.
Yeah, some kind of plastic-based material.
Yes.
And there's been so much awareness now of the effects of constant exposure to synthetics and the health associated health risks, and you're looking at breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
And you're looking at breast health, and it just makes intuitive sense that if this is something that you care about, as everyone with breasts should.
Yes.
And as you say, Shanae, you know, it affects guys as well. Although not many men would be looking at a bra.
I think it does. As a father, if you have a daughter who may be going through her teenage years, having this conversation with you, Dad, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable. Where can I go and get the right product that fits my changing body? I think Ruksha has the answer.
And
in that case,
this is a local brand as well, and a local founder here. How far back does the Bravo story go? How old is the company now?
It's pretty young. My brand is about 6 months old. So it's really in its infancy stage. But I'm really excited, actually. This is the first time that I'm publicly bringing it out into the open.
Amazing.
We're celebrating that then. And in the 6 months since bringing this thing to life, what's the response been like from ladies that you've been engaging with?
It has been incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So the need is there.
The need is absolutely there. And the minute I talk to ladies about why are free cotton bras, they go, oh my gosh, I need to have that.
Yes. I was very excited when you shared that, especially wireless, right? So I would like to find out, where can I find your product? Is it online? Can I come in store and get a personal experience with the brand itself?
Yes, so it is online. It is a bravoessentials.co.za, and we offer free delivery and 20% discount if you come on board and sign up now. But also, I love the personal touch. Yes. I am based right here in the Balito community, and I'm happy to also offer women free fittings, because what I actually discovered is about 60% of women, or if not more, actually do not know their true bra size.
I think I'm one of that 60%, to be honest.
So you're saying that most women are gravitating towards a particular cup size because they think that's what it is, and it might actually be off.
Exactly. And you know what? Life also happens. So we may have been, for example, a 34B before we had children.
Yes.
Or we may have put on weight or lost weight. And and things happen. Life happens. Our bodies change as well. Also, fashion and style changes. So designs and patterns change.
Yes.
So a way a bra is designed may not necessarily be still the fit that you thought.
That is very true.
Should be so.
That is very true. I love that, and I love how we are breaking stigmas. Honestly, we are talking about breast cancer awareness, bras, right here on Life and Style Radio in the morning, and I think it's really important for men and women to be part of this conversation. And I love that you are breaking the stigma as well, creating an environment for women to share their concerns, share their discomfort, or even share their wins, because I'm so excited about your product. I'm going to tell my mom, my grand, my sister. So I would love to hear from you. If you could share a message with women out there, maybe to align with your mission or just some level of comfort that you'd like to share, what would your words be today?
My words would be, as a message to women, is to actually embrace your femininity, to be happy to be and grateful to be, firstly, born female, to be able to experience this feminine energy from within, and then to be able to give outwards, I think is such a special, special gift. So it's that gratitude. And then ultimately, it is about putting our wellness first. Yes. It's so easy as women to give and give and to get lost in that giving
that
and forget about putting ourselves first. So it is about taking that time to put our health first, to prioritize going for a mammogram or chatting to a healthcare provider or advisor about our health.
Yes.
And then there's also women's support groups. We are there for each other. I think we are living in an amazing time where women are willing to uplift other women.
Exactly. And I love to see this movement. It's so exciting. I mean, even if you just see a woman walking on the street and you like her bag, give her that compliment. It's amazing the doors we can open just by starting a conversation. I love your bag. Oh my gosh, I love your dress. You're wearing pink. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Starting that conversation is so powerful. So I love that you share that, Ruksha. Amazing.
Thank you. I also just want to add, as further note, that with the personal measurements, I am going to have an open day on the 24th of October at the Dragonfly Room at Zimbiti.
Okay. What can we expect if we pop into the Dragonfly Room in Zimbiti on the 24th of October?
I'm happy to do a free fitting.
Yes.
You can explore the full range of my products, try them on, have a personal chat and discussion. And and some nice refreshments.
Oh, so exciting. And if I'm not available on the 24th of October, but I want to get in contact with you, I want to stay updated with all things Bravo, where can I find your contact?
You can follow me on social media. My handle is Bravo_Undies, or on Facebook. Or I'm also going to be at the Christmas Fair Fund at the end of this month.
That's very exciting.
So my stall will be there, and I'm happy to also chat further.
So cool, man. And you're getting the story right here on The Morning Show, Friday morning, from the founder of Bravo Essentials, Ruksha Maharaj. And the website, bravoessentials.co.za, hey?
That's right.
And that's Bravo spelled B-R-A, like bra, V-O-H.
Yes. It's oh, as an exclamation.
Oh. Love that.
You're hearing it here on the morning show. And Ruksha, thanks for giving us a little bit of history on your awesome homegrown brand that's going places, and can't wait to connect again. We'll definitely have to have a chat before next Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What do you think, Shanae?
I think so, absolutely. We're breaking the stigma here on Life and Style Radio FM. Thank you so much, Ruksha, for bringing in your femininity, your amazing power, and just opening that conversation for women today. So yeah, it's been lovely chatting to you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, and I look forward to more conversations.
Yay! Back to the music, right?